The human body has a ringmaster. This ringmaster controls your digestion, your immunity, your brain, your weight, your health, and even your happiness. This ringmaster is the gut. Nancy S. Muir, author of Eat, Empower, Adjust, Triumph. I believe there is a path to calming our troubled gut. We've just got to take the time to put our own healing jigsaw together, piece by little piece. Let's start right at the beginning with the digestive tract and gut biology. And after that, we'll move on to the good gut-loving stuff. And, well, that's the secret. You've got to learn to love your gut. Gut health is a hot topic right now, mainly because of an exciting new area of research that's emerging front and centre of the gut health debate. You've probably heard about it. The gut microbiome. But let's start by taking a closer look at our gorgeous gut. And when I say gut, I'm referring to the whole of the digestive system from input to output. How the digestive system works. Digestion begins in the mouth with the physical process of breaking down food with your teeth and digestive juices being released into the saliva. So right now, think about your favourite food. What happens? Yep, you get that mouth-watering sensation. The sight, smell, even thinking about food triggers your body to get ready to digest. You've probably heard the expression, we eat with our eyes first, and, well, there's a lot to be said for that. But as you'll see, that's just the start of the process. One of the key enzymes released by the salivary glands is amylase, which helps break down starchy foods, such as bread and potatoes. As you chew, food is broken down into smaller particles. The stomach doesn't have teeth, so thoroughly chewing your food can support the digestive process's latter stages. Once you swallow, your food starts its journey through the 9 meters, 29 feet 6 inches, digestive tract. First, the munched-up particles head down the 25-centimeter, 10 inches, esophagus into your stomach. If you've ever eaten on the run, this is where some of your tasty meal can get stuck, creating that nub in your throat or upper chest. Hello, too, to acid reflux. This happens when the sphincter between the esophagus and stomach is weakened. To support the onward momentum of food, there are a series of sphincters, which act a bit like airtight seals, along the digestive tract. Food moves in a one-way motion in a series of peristaltic waves, triggered when you eat. The stomach is positioned in the upper left of the abdomen in a large, stretchy, J-shaped pouch that can expand to hold your Friday night takeout or contract overnight when it's empty. Your stomach, lined with a thick layer of protective mucus, continues the chemical and physical digestion process in its strongly acidic environment with a pH of 1.5 to 3.5. You know when you've missed your lunch and you hear that tummy gurgle? Well, this is a sign that your body thinks it's time to eat. The body produces an astounding 2 litres, 3.5 pints, of gastric juices each day. Your food usually spends 2 to 5 hours in the stomach, turning slowly into a liquid called chyme, which is released in short bursts through the pyloric sphincter into the duodenum, the first section of your small intestine. This liquid then continues to move through the next two sections of the small intestine, the jejunum and ileum. The small intestine is a fascinating piece of kit. It's long and narrow, and if you unfurled it right out, it would form a long, sausage-like tube stretching across the room for 6 meters, 19 feet 8 inches. Pretty extraordinary, hey?